Well, good morning. Welcome to the Media Edge Challenge Call. I'm Kevin Flanagan, and we're grateful you're with us. Mark Bowling will be sharing this morning. You all know Mark has shared in the past, did a great series for us at one point that I'd love for us to look at doing something like that again. But Mark is the owner, founder, president of Black Sheep Productions in the Atlanta area. And so I'm looking forward to Scott to share, Mark, first Be the Edge Challenge Call of the new year. So take it away, brother.
All right. So I was born with a condition, and the scientific name of this condition is achromatopsia. If there are any doctors that are on the call right now that know the correct pronunciation of that, give me some grace, please. Many people are also born with this condition, and we normally just refer to it as colorblindness. Usually when people learn that about me, they ask, so what color is this? Or can you not see any color? Well, actually I test within the normal eye color, normal eyesight colors for most colors. And the only colors I really have troubles with are shades of green and red, and then colors in the blue family. But when I was preparing for this challenge, it kind of occurred to me to look up to see just how differently we all perceive color. So basically, is my orange the same as your orange? Is the way that I see the color yellow the same the way that you see the color yellow? Well, our color's perception may differ from person to person. It may be that my light red is actually your medium green, but you know it as green because that's the way you were taught. Similarly, I may have a different understanding of a color just because of the way that I've processed it, you know, my whole life. We all perceive colors through the cells that are found in our eyes. They're composed of hundreds of millions of photoreceptors called rods and cones. So for all of us, our eyes collect the information, but it's our brain that interprets the light, color, and form. So there may be no real way for us to know if there is an exact way, if we all are seeing the exact same colors the exact same way. But there is a scientific definition of red that falls in the range of 620 to 750 nanometers in the visible spectrum. There is a true red. And regardless of how my eyes might interpret different wavelengths of visible light, if I say that something is red that falls outside of this narrow range of the visible spectrum, I'm wrong. Well, I was given a really cool gift by my wife several months ago for our anniversary. It's a pair of glasses that allow my brain to interpret colors the way that the majority of colors do. It's something much closer to what is defined as the true red. They actually help me see a difference between shades of red and shades of green. And for the very first time I put them on, I looked at a bush on our back porch and said that it looked like it was on fire. I could see a hot pink strip that I'd never seen before. The truly amazing part about these glasses is that they come with instructions that if you wear them for several hours a day for a long period of time, they'll actually train my brain to see colors correctly. I will be able to see the truth, something that is much closer to the truth. So what do you think I've been doing for the last 2 months? Well, honestly, I wore them regularly for about a week, a little bit less the following week. And then I had to go out to Phoenix for a week, and I put them in a case, put them on my desk, and I left them there. And that's where they've been ever since. I was born with another condition. I don't know if there's a scientific name for it, but we all know it is sin. And unlike colorblindness, we're all born with this condition. But like colorblindness, my sin clouds the way that my brain interprets the world around me, and it has the power to impact the way that I see the truth. And just like the color red is defined as truth, has a truth, we can also look to God's word as not just a truth, but the truth. I was given another significant gift, just like the glasses that Wendy gave me, but much more important. It's the gift of grace through salvation that, just like my glasses given to me by Wendy, has the ability to change the way that I see the world, a way to see it as the way it truly exists. And like the glasses, this new way of seeing the world will only come from lifelong exploration of God's true truth through studying his word, from learning from great teachers, from prayer and other spiritual disciplines. And I'm ashamed to say that, like the glasses, I've gotten busy at various times in my life, and I've chosen to put those disciplines in a box on the shelf and ignore them. So today, as we start a new year, my challenge for you is to put on the glasses of the spiritual disciplines needed to allow me to be able to see the world more clearly, more like the way that our Heavenly Father does. And that will allow me, and if you do it too, to be able to be the edge in 2023. I hope you have a great rest of your day and a great rest of the year.
Hey, Mark, that was brilliant. Thank you. Wow, what a great message, a great way to start us off.